With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is on a fast-paced three-country tour in Asia.
President Trump is heading to Asia for his first trip this term to the continent, where he's expected to try to strike up investment deals, work through trade talks, and further some peace efforts. The main event, a face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in South Korea. Trump left the White House late Friday night for a long-haul flight that has him arriving in Malaysia on Sunday morning, the first stop on a three-country sprint. Trump will also meet with Japan's new Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi. I'm Julie Walker.
Prices rose 3% over the past year, according to the latest September data. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump has correctly targeted energy prices.
When energy costs fall, that just doesn't just mean you're paying less for energy. Everything else tends to fall in price because energy is a component of everything that we produce and buy in America.
There's renewed hope for lower oil prices. The Trump administration has finalized plans to open Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to potential oil and gas drilling.
President Trump, in his address to Congress earlier this year,
drill, baby, drill.
Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts passed over the summer called for at least 4 lease sales within the refuge over a 10-year period.
We have more liquid gold under our feet than any nation on earth. And by far,
the decision renews the debate over whether to drill in one of the nation's wilderness areas. I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. transportation chief is warning flight delays and disruptions will get worse starting next week. Most air traffic controllers have been showing up to work despite the government shutdown, but that could change. This is SRN News. California promotes the gay agenda.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that will require all schools in the state to print the phone number of an LGBT hotline on student ID cards. The law covers schools from elementary through college. The hotline will direct kids to the Trevor Project, a radical organization that provides youngsters a platform for them to discuss their, quote, gender identities. The Trevor Project also promotes the LGBT agenda in all 50 states. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kerr County, Texas, which was devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are helping people get back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church in Kerrville has given out $250,000 that is received in private donations for repairing rooftops, replacing vehicles, among other things. It also got an additional $560,000 from the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. This is SRN News. National Guard deployments in Washington, D.C. and Portland, Oregon are the focus of new court hearings.
No National Guard troops are expected to be deployed in Portland, Oregon for at least several days after a temporary federal appeals court decision Friday. Meanwhile, a judge in Washington, D.C. is weighing whether to pull more than 2,000 troops off the streets of the nation's capital. The deployments are the latest in an array of lawsuits and overlapping rulings prompted by President Trump's push to send the military into Democratic-run cities despite fierce resistance from mayors and governors. Troop deployment remains blocked in the Chicago area, where all sides are waiting to see if the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes to allow it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A new study says fitness apps may be hurting your fitness journey. The British Journal of Health Psychology reported that researchers found people feel a lot of blame and shame when using fitness apps, and these emotions can harm both motivation and health. More details at srnnews.com.